Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for September 29th, 2006. This week, Justin Warner reports on a finding that could give electroshock therapy a new meaning, and Chelsea Wall tells us about some amazingly acrobatic ants. But first, are you tired of T-Rex? Sick of Stegosaurus? Well, be patient. Chelsea tells us that a bunch of new dinosaurs are on the way.
Future paleontologists are in luck. Over 70% of dinosaur genera have yet to be found. Genera are the groupings in biology just above species. This new estimate comes from statistician Steve Wang of Swarthmore College and paleontologist Peter Dodson of the University of Pennsylvania.
It is a most splendid time to be a dinosaur hunter. It is truly exciting.
Dodson says the estimate is based on the rate of new dinosaur finds, which has been accelerating in recent years.
And as Steve explains, if every time we search, we find new specimens, that tells us that there are many more to discover. But if we find it very difficult, every time we go out, we're finding the same ones that we knew before, that tells us we're close to having a complete knowledge.
He says they don't expect the rate of new discoveries to start leveling off until the early 22nd century.
Thanks, Chelsea. Well, a new study casts doubt on the notion that certain personality traits, like aggressiveness, jack up your risk of heart disease. It's from a team including Gonzalo Abicasis, a statistical geneticist from the University of Michigan. They looked at over 6,000 people on the genetically close-knit island of Sardinia and found no genes that influenced both personality and heart disease. Nor did they find that people with type A traits, or in fact any personality traits, had a higher cardiovascular risk.
So we didn't see evidence that people with different personalities were likely to have different cardiovascular function parameters. So they weren't likely to have different heart rates or blood pressure or, you know, down to the smaller physical changes that we measured, for example, thickness of arteries and things like that.
He says factors other than genetics could explain the link between personality and heart disease found in other studies. Next, though it might seem like everything that could be electric already is, reporter Justin Warner tells us about a possible new use for electricity that even Thomas Edison may never have thought of.
A little electricity may dramatically speed up the healing of skin wounds. This according to work led by Min Zhao and Colin McCaig of the University of Aberdeen School of Medicine in Scotland. McCaig says their work takes advantage of a long-known but little-used fact that all wounds naturally generate weak electric currents and that our cells sense and follow those currents to rebuild. In lab and animal studies, his team found that enhancing these electric fields made wounds heal up to 50% faster. In the future, doctors could achieve this with topical drugs that feed the body's electrochemical gradients.
So you could imagine using them as an anointment or in solutions or whatever, just as a dressing.
Another strategy would be to apply electricity directly, perhaps with a specialized bandage.
I mean, that's not so fanciful. There are people who have been looking at ways of creating things that are a bit like an electric bandage or an electrical elastoplast type of thing, where the material that the dressing was made of is conductive and you can induce electrical signals in that. And that's placed across wounds.
Of course, it remains to be seen if the technique works as well in human patients.
Thanks, Justin. The twisted ladder shape of the DNA molecule has rungs made of a pair of compounds called nucleotides. If pulled apart, these compounds are able to reconnect to each other just as they were. Now scientists at Virginia Tech are trying to design them into plastics. The idea is to make windshields, eyeglasses, and other plastics that, like DNA, can repair themselves when damaged. In other DNA news, scientists at Texas A&M and the University of Glasgow have discovered that a type of virus that inserts itself into the DNA of many mammals may be essential to their ability to reproduce. They found that sheep that didn't have these viruses were unable to form a placenta. It's possible that other mammals require similar viruses to conceive. Finally, Chelsea returns to tell us about an ant that's always shooting its mouth off.
Trap jaw ants move their jaws faster than any other body part in the animal kingdom. But it's what they do with those super speed jaws that's really interesting, says University of Illinois entomologist Andy Suarez.
These ants will use their mandibles not only to capture food, but to propel themselves off the ground to escape threat or predator.
Using a high-speed imaging system, Suarez found that the ants cocked their jaws open against the ground and then snapped them shut at close to 100 miles per hour. That's enough force for some pretty impressive flips and serious hang time.
In the field, when they start jumping around, it's just a fraction of a second. They just pop up in the air and they're on the ground again. And when you can slow this down and kind of dissect the movement and kinematics of what's going on, it's really quite beautiful. It's very acrobatic.
Suarez says the ants probably first evolved the fast jaws to capture prey, but then repurposed the skill to escape becoming prey.
Thanks, Chelsea. Well, that's all for this week. Don't forget, if you have a science question, call us at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT or submit it on our website, scienceupdate.com. If we use it on the podcast, you'll win a Science Update mug. And tune in next time when we'll hear how killer whales kiss and make up and learn what's going on when you get that nasty caffeine withdrawal headache. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.